Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, will not comply with a congressional subpoena for documents as part of the House impeachment inquiry. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, today was the deadline for Giuliani to provide the materials requested.
House lawmakers last month subpoenaed a long list of documents and communications from Giuliani related to his efforts to dig up dirt in Ukraine on former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, Attorney John Sale says in a letter to Congress that Giuliani will not hand over the materials. He says he won't do so because the impeachment inquiry appears to be, quote, unconstitutional, baseless, and illegitimate. On top of that, Sale says the subpoena is overbroad and some of the documents sought are protected by attorney-client and executive privilege. Sale tells NPR that with the letter now sent, that brings an end to the work he was hired to do and that he is no longer representing Giuliani. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Russia is calling Turkey's military operation in northern Syria unacceptable as Moscow tries to balance conflicting interests in the Middle East. As NPR's Lucien Kim reports from Moscow, the Russian Defense Ministry says Russian military police are patrolling the line of contact between Turkish and Syrian government forces.
Alexander Lavrentiev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy for Syria, says that Russia has always called on Turkey to show restraint and is against any kind of Turkish military operation in Syria. Russia has been fighting in support of the Syrian government since 2015, and Putin has said all other foreign forces, including the U.S., should leave the country. The U.S. and Russia have a special military channel to avoid direct clashes in Syria. And on Monday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, spoke about Syria by phone with his Russian counterpart.
NPR's Lucien Kim. With a large group of Democrats still vying for the presidential nomination, a dozen of them will meet in Ohio tonight for what is being billed as the most crowded presidential debate in modern history. NPR Scott Detrow reports from Westerville, Ohio.
Several of the top polling candidates enter the debate facing new pressures. Former Vice President Joe Biden has been fending off debunked attacks from President Trump for weeks over his role in Ukraine during the Obama administration. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is returning to the campaign trail for the first time after an October 1st heart attack, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has emerged as the top polling candidate in many surveys and may face more scrutiny because of that. The other nine candidates will all be vying for airtime and a shot at registering with voters on a very crowded stage. The CNN New York Times Democratic presidential debate airs at 8 o'clock Eastern on CNN. It will be carried live on many NPR stations as well. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Westerville, Ohio.
Stocks moved into solidly higher territory today amid some positive third quarter earnings numbers. The Dow was up 237 points. You're listening to NPR. A European Union official with knowledge of the impediments to working out a deal for Britain to leave the EU at the end of this month says that how to handle the Irish border remains a major concern. Negotiators from the European Union and Britain were both working today to craft some kind of agreement as talks continue in Brussels. Britain is slated to exit the EU on October 31st, and absent an agreement could crash out of the bloc with potentially disastrous consequences. Maine is turning down requests from the U.S. Census Bureau to hand over driver's license records, which include citizenship information and race. As Maine Public Radio's Nora Flaherty reports, it's one of several states to reject the requests.
The Trump administration is trying to get citizenship information from states after the Supreme Court blocked a citizenship question on the survey in June. Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says the state does collect this information in compliance with federal driver's license requirements, but that it belongs to private citizens.
And unless we're otherwise instructed either by the legislature or Congress, we maintain access to those data sets the way we always have, and that is, it is private information that belongs to the public, and it does not belong to a government agency.
Maine also made its decision after looking at what other states were doing and finding they were also denying the requests. For NPR News, I'm Nora Flaherty.
Google is out with its latest version of its Pixel phone, which will apparently include an updated camera with an emphasis on artificial intelligence features. The company also says it's coming out with new wireless headphones and a new laptop. Google's Pixel phones and other hardware products have not been big moneymakers, however, there are ways for Google to promote its services. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.